we could, God tells us in His Word to look for that blessed hope. Because it could happen in the next second. When you look into prophecy, you see things there that are extremely interesting, and in their end times, things that are going to be going on. But we are not in their dispensation. So, as far as tracing it down, oh, and then also, that's 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy as well, if you wouldn't mind. And there's some in 1 Timothy chapter 3, or 4, 1 Timothy 4. Well, we just finished a good study with Mark Rumfellow, Jackie, and now we're just talking about different things, and we're talking about the preservation of the Word of God, King James Bible. Now, the Spirit, look at these. Write these verses down, Valerie. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving from them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. So these things are going on, and they have been, but they're accelerating even more so. Oh, welcome back, Mike. I worked with a girl that said her faith forbade her to marry. Oh, well, Jackie. So those are the things, and we see those are going on, Valerie, today. Those verses in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and those verses in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And when I look and I see those things, it's evident to me. And as far as for us as members of the body of Christ, there is no prophetic scripture that you can look to and say, you know, you can't look at the nightly news and say, yeah, look at that, God's coming. Because the word imminent, the body of Christ, that blessed hope, the being caught up is imminent. It can happen at any time. There'll be a time when God will say, that's it. That's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, 17, 18, when He will descend from heaven with a shout, Valerie, and we'll meet Him in the air. Yeah, we had those, Mike. There it is. For the Lord Himself, this is what I look for, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. A verse that many people stop at, right there, but I love the next one. Wherefore, because of this, comfort one another. Be comforted, saints. We're not stuck here on this earth. We're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air one day, and He's going to take us out. You know, in other countries, they try to get the ambassadors out of the country before war begins. And that, I kind of think about that when the Lord's going to, I always say, what's He going to say? Come on up, it's time, get out. I always think about those things. Now, I want to say one more thing, if I may, Mike. Can I send you a link to see if it's accurate? Who are you going to send it to? The room, so everybody can look? It's fine with me. But I want to say about Mark Rumfellow's talk, Your Speech Seasoned with Salt. I had a great opportunity yesterday for just that. There's a lady I know who is going to be 90 in June. She's not in good health. She's been in hospice, and she is a believer, but I go and encourage her and talk to her a lot. Her one son, he is a believer that I know. He has two. I'm not sure of the other one so much as I am of the one that his nickname is Dino. But Dino, you know, he gets caught up into different churchianity. And he always will listen to me, and any time I've been around him, we have good conversation about the things of the Lord. But recently, he's saying, see, it doesn't understand what God is doing today. And a little bit over the last 4 years, I've been sharing with him. And so he makes a declaration that he's mad at God. I said, what for? You have no right to be mad at God. What did he do to you but give his life that you might be saved? And so he tried to explain that, well, you know, the Word of God says, I says, listen to me, Dino, but to whom is he speaking when you're reading that verse? He's not talking to you as a member of the body of Christ. And what you're doing is trying to force God's hand to honor something that he is not doing today. And so what happens to you is you're frustrated. He's not. Didn't you know, Dino, his grace is sufficient? That's what he told us today. I will therefore glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You know, and I said, here's another good one. Trials and tribulations work with patience. I said, God is transforming you into the image of his Son. He's doing the work. But you cannot make him give you some that he isn't doing. That's for another group of people. You need to understand who you are in Christ. So I had an opportunity to speak very boldly. I always have with him. I do with anybody, and I'll to my neighbor too. I'm not in Facebook very much. Anyway, it was a good opportunity, and those are the things, to me, that's why we're here. When you have an opportunity like that, jump in, both feet, and tell them the truth. And I've opened up the Bible from time to time when I've been over there. I did a lot of work for his mother in redoing her house. I do, you know, decorating stuff and just work with what you have and rearrange and put things in different places. And she asked me to do that for her, and I got to know, I've known her and her husband before he died for quite a few years. And then I got to know the sons because they're married and didn't live in the area, exact area, but he'd come by. So I had many opportunities, so keep him in prayer. God knows him. His name is Dino. That's what we call him, D-I-N-O, Dino. And keep him in your prayers. So he listens to me. And he has good conversation, and he knows scriptures as far as kingdom scriptures much better. So that's when Rumfella was talking, I'm going, yeah, that's exactly it. That's what you do. You don't just stand by and say, oh, that's nice. You tell the truth from the Word of God. I'm done.